Rural emergency medical workers are already stretched thin, spending hours transferring patients to hospitals in larger cities. As more cases of COVID-19 show up in rural Kansas, it's making things more complicated. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service reports from Garden City.
In rural western Kansas, an ambulance ride to a larger hospital can take several hours. Finney County ambulance crews can transport people up to 250 miles away. It requires staffers to leave the county. Service Director of Finney County Emergency Medical Services, or EMS, Skylar Swords, explains.
You know, I don't have a dedicated transfer team. So when we do take a transfer, even before all of this happened, then we go down one ambulance.
Finney County and three other western Kansas counties have confirmed cases of the coronavirus, and the pandemic grows by the day. With only 26 ICU beds in western Kansas, that means more long-distance trips for rural ambulance crews. On top of that, volunteers comprise nearly 14% of the state's EMS workforce.
How far can we push a rural ambulance service, which is reliant upon volunteers, how far can we push them to continue to donate their services to a major aspect of healthcare?
That's Andy Genap. He's the president-elect of the National Association of State EMS Officials and Wyoming's state EMS director. He says EMS jobs don't pay a living wage. And Swartz says in Kansas, that pushes workers into better-paying healthcare jobs.
We do lose a lot of quality technicians to the nursing field because of pay, usually.
Kansas will likely need more EMS workers as COVID-19 spreads. Joe House is the executive director of the Kansas Board of Emergency Medical Services. He says a temporary certification now allows medics with expired certifications to work for up to 30 days.
I've got 140 people willing to deploy anywhere in the state to assist services maintain that crucial staffing that they need.
Louisiana is dealing with thousands of cases. New Orleans aside, it's a mostly rural state, and that's where it gets tough, says Donna Newchurch. She's the CEO for the Louisiana Rural Ambulance Alliance.
But in some rural communities, EMS is the only healthcare system.
She also says no matter where you are in Louisiana, rural or the city, EMS workers are assuming everyone they take to the hospital has coronavirus, meaning they're wearing personal protective equipment. But in Finney County, Sword says crews will only wear N95 masks if a patient is positive for the virus.
One, we have to distrust that people are being honest with us, and two, PPE is very limited right now. It's very difficult to get, especially the N95 masks and the gowns.
The nation's stockpile of medical supplies is running low. Swartz says efforts were made to store personal protective gear after September 11th, but the supplies are outdated.
Because if I have 10,000 masks and I'm throwing 10,000 masks away every 5 years or something like that because they're outdated, then it's just a huge, that's just a financial waste.
Without proper protective gear nationwide, rural ambulance crews may become sick themselves. If that happens, Andy Genap with the National Association of State EMS Officials and Wyoming's state EMS director says he could reach out to the state to find volunteers. But with few workers as it is, it could be hard to find backup. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more stories at ksnewsservice.org.